Hi, I'm Riz Khan, and I'm sitting with Manoj Narendra Madnani for another edition of our podcast series, The World is Changing. And the trailer for the podcast series actually mentions the word VUCA. It's fundamental to our discussion because it affects everything we do. And it's great to be talking about the subject in more detail because it gives us a chance to explain to our listeners why they should worry about VUCA, why they should think about VUCA, and what the acronym stands for. So I'm going to ask you to start off with an explanation of VUCA, what it means and what it implies for us.
Thank you, Riz. Always nice to be here. VUCA stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And what is very interesting is that that is so relevant and prevalent in today's world in every single aspect. I'm not saying that you should have high levels of each at the same time. That's not advisable, but there are certain times where you are dealing in highly volatile situations, which then leads to a certain amount of uncertainty, leads to definitely how do you navigate through the complexity and how do you try and avoid or decipher ambiguity so that you can arrive at the true source.
And the interesting thing is the term was originally coined in the military sphere, reportedly from about 1987, from students in the U.S. Army War College who were drawing on leadership theories of two academics. And it was used then really as a measure of the dynamic that was created by the Cold War and how that represented a VUCA era, the volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. It shifted now, of course, to a much broader application. And I'm wondering, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, how you feel it specifically applies to the business environment?
So, Riz, VUCA applies to the business environment I see on various levels. If I'm in the FMCG sector, fast-moving consumer goods, and I'm launching something in the B2C market, business to consumer, the traditional route of launching a product was you went out there, you did a market analysis, a market survey. Based on that, you chose where to launch your product, and then you decided on the traditional advertising mediums, whether they were billboards, whether they were radio campaigns, print campaigns. Today, you can effectively launch a business from your mobile phone by actually sitting out there and using the tools on the internet highway. You can choose to use any of the mediums out there, whether it's an Instagram, a Snapchat, a Facebook, a TikTok, a LinkedIn, and you can go out there and start building credibility or building information around your product, how meaningful it is to the market. And then based on that, the feedback you get back is almost instantaneously, which allows you to adapt at a highly responsive speed. That was not available earlier. What is also interesting is that businesses today have to adapt to the VUCA era. We've seen over the last few weeks, there's been a rally in the oil markets. Certain industries rely on oil for their feedstock. That's affected their pricing. So there is a continuous amount of effect which will always remain in the VUCA marketplace.
And there are skeptics who might argue that there's always some VUCA in the world. So why should we sit up and pay attention now?
It's very difficult to sit in your car and drive it forward looking in the rearview mirror. So what one needs to realize is VUCA is your rearview mirror. You know it is essential. It's part of what you need in order to drive it forward. You constantly have to look at it. You have to be aware that it's there. And you really have to take into consideration that things are moving at such lightning speed right now that if something happens, if you get an instantaneous feedback that, for example, on one of your products does not work in a specific color, you're not going to wait until the full production plan has been done in order for you to get the feedback from the final sales floor when you now know instantaneously that this is not moving. You will adapt and change it immediately. Same thing in terms of oil markets. If you are seeing oil futures are moving in a certain direction, you will hedge your bets accordingly. Same thing goes for any other feedstock or any other essential ingredient that you would require.
What do you believe to be the biggest challenges for businesses in the current VUCA era?
I believe the biggest challenge is probably going to be how quickly they are able to respond. And what is very interesting is the smaller companies are able to respond at a very fast pace because they are nimble. The larger companies sometimes get wrapped up in their bureaucracy in order to move things along. But what ends up happening is I think many of them also rest on their laurels. Just because you've had a fantastic 2019 does not guarantee that you're going to have a fantastic 2020. One needs to be constantly adaptive to their marketplace, to their consumers. And one thing is very clear. No one is shy today of giving you feedback instantaneously. And you need to be able to listen to that.
Now, your philosophy is 1 + 1 = 11. It's something you apply at every level. How do you manage to apply that in the VUCA era?
With great caution and great sensitivity. 1 + 1 = 11 is a constant, it's a constant questioning of yourself, of how valuable you are to the relationships that you have. It's not only the plus one adding value, how are you adding the value? So therefore, I look at myself in any situation and say, do I have a VUCA mindset here? If I'm dealing in a highly volatile situation, uncertain situation, can I reduce the volatility? Can I transform the uncertainty into certainty? Can I take it from a complex issue to simplify it? And can I take the ambiguity out of the equation? And that is how I see you applying 1 + 1 to this.
Now, of course, VUCA is one of those things that affects us day to day, and it's been around for a long time. In what way do you think things are different now compared with the way world affairs were, say, a quarter of a century ago? What has changed in those 25 years that has perhaps changed the paradigm on how we approach VUCA too?
I go back to the launch of the internet. I go back to the fact that how digitally connected everyone else is today. And therefore, breaking news is not something you would wake up and see. It's something you get on your phone immediately. And that affects billions of people worldwide at the same time. That was definitely not available 25 years ago. You would actually go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and see what you had missed overnight. Today, people are connected 24 hours a day, and that's clearly evident in how global markets trade, and every single industry is basically a global industry.
So if VUCA is somewhat dependent on the growth and development of technology, as you're suggesting, because of the factors it brings in, how do you expect VUCA to change in the coming years? How do you expect, with the speed of technology, the volatility, uncertainty, complexity and ambiguity to change because those tools have accelerated too?
I'm not sure that there's going to be a level of change with them. What I am seeing is it's the new norm. If you are not able to understand how to live in the VUCA world, if you're not able to even acknowledge that VUCA exists, then I think it's going to be very difficult for one to move forward and have a very open mind. Today's world is about understanding that things can happen in a millisecond. And based on that, you need to be super responsive in order to adapt and take it to the next level.
Now, in one paper I read on the subject of VUCA, that came out of India. In it, the academic quoted critical success factors in the VUCA world as being sound business principles, a firm's agility to respond speedily, strong collaborative networks, that was an interesting one, and innovation and ethical practices. And then she also said this should be aligned with responsible leadership style, and that would be a foundation for helping success in a VUCA era. What's your opinion on that?
So it's very interesting because going through what you just said, one of the key takeaways that I hear from this is the collaborative approach that one needs to have in the VUCA world. Today, you have a clear example of many of the world's automakers aligning themselves in various partnerships, looking at the success of Tesla and seeing exactly how Tesla has come in a relatively short period of time, taken away phenomenal market share, change the way distribution is currently being run, change the way production is being run. They've made the electric car. It's now called a Tesla, all right? And that's incredible, because if you think about it, it was something which no one could even fathom. And that's because Tesla has embraced VUCA head on.
So what seems you're suggesting that disruption is a key element of VUCA.
Correct. Disruption and VUCA go hand in hand. And that's something which everyone needs to realize. Now, I'm not saying that you will replace disruption with VUCA, and nor should you realize that you should have a heightened level of disruption all the time. But disruption is here to stay.
Well, one of the things in that academic paper was the collaborative issue, but the other thing was leadership. And what I find interesting is we live in a time where global leadership is being seriously questioned across the world, actually. So I wonder, are we, you know, with the way things are at the global leadership level and leadership levels, are we stuck in a continuous flux?
Global leadership is definitely becoming more nationalistic. That's a growing trend. Back then they used to say the world is flat. I actually don't think the world is flat anymore. I celebrate differences. I celebrate the fact that there are many cultures. I celebrate that there are many tribes out there. And I think one has to realize that if we try to just iron out everyone's differences, we are actually ignoring basic fundamentals, which I think society does not want us to ignore.
Well, we're looking at VUCA, or we have looked at VUCA up to this point, really in a broader way. Corporations, leaders, and so on. What about individuals? Is there anything an individual can do to protect themselves or to be able to navigate a VUCA era?
The only advice or the only thought that I would tell anyone for trying to understand how to operate in today's VUCA era is to be extremely flexible. Living in the VUCA era and working in the age of disruption requires flexibility and optionality, which is exactly why I said that whatever you thought or whatever worked for you last year might not work this year. And have that openness to embrace that mindset. If you're not willing to embrace that mindset, you're going to be stuck into your old paradigm, and that's not going to allow you to move to the next level.
But to be flexible, people often need tools, whether it's resources or opportunities.
I think I take a simple example of this podcast. If we were to do this recording before the age of the podcast world, we'd have to go out there, get a studio. We'd have to go out there and spend a significant amount of money.
I can tell you it's a very different world from me joining the BBC in radio in the 80s.
Correct.
For sure.
Whereas today, we can have a conversation. We can use phenomenal apps that are available. And we can go out there and get it done.
So what are your predictions for the coming years? I mean, it's always hard to... I mean, it's unfair sometimes to put someone on the spot, but if we are seeing technology increasing, if we're seeing a lot of variation in leadership across the world, borders come down, and yet borders also seem to be going up, how do you predict the VUCA era of today changing in the next 5 or 10 years?
I think it's very difficult for me to predict anything over the next 5 or 10 years, but the mindset that I have adopted now is that I see countries being run like companies. Every CEO or every MD has a certain scorecard, how they have performed whilst in their job. The same thing is going to apply to any leader. Any global leader is going to be judged by his or her ability to have achieved certain key elements from his or her campaign, from his or her political party. And in that way, the world is going to be extremely quick. The society is going to judge them a lot quicker than they did in the past. The digital revolution, the constant growth in social media, has definitely led to the fact that information is flowing at an unbelievable pace, and that will not change. And that is the current era that I see ourselves in. So unless we understand the power of data, the value of data, and how data influences people, influences things, if we do not understand that, then we are not living in the VUCA world.
Manoj Narendra Madani, great to speak with you on The World is Changing.
Thank you, Riz.